Norval Morozov's legacy. A remarkable advocate for indigenous rights and cultural preservation. In the realm of indigenous art and activism, few figures stand as tall as Norval Morozov. Renowned for his artistic contributions and tireless advocacy for indigenous rights and cultural preservation, Morozov's legacy extends far beyond the canvas. His profound impact on both the art world and the indigenous community has left an indelible mark on history, shaping the way we perceive and appreciate indigenous cultures today. Born in 1931 in the Sandpoint Reserve near Beardmore, Ontario, Canada, Morozov was a member of the Anishinaabe Ojibwa Nation. Growing up with a strong connection to his indigenous heritage, he learned traditional stories, ceremonies, and artistic techniques from his grandfather, who was a respected shaman and artist. These early experiences deeply influenced Morozov's artistic style, which would later become iconic and renowned. Morozov's art was a revolutionary departure from the traditional indigenous art that had been heavily influenced by European artistic conventions. He was one of the founders of the Woodland School of Art, also known as the Anishinaabe style, which incorporated vibrant colors, fluid lines, and bold representations of indigenous spiritual beliefs and cultural motifs. His paintings often depicted sacred creatures, ancestral spirits, and mythical beings, reflecting a rich tapestry of indigenous storytelling and wisdom. Throughout his career, Morozov faced numerous challenges and prejudices due to his indigenous heritage. Nevertheless, he persisted, and his work gradually gained recognition within the art world. In 1962, he held his first solo exhibition in Toronto, which marked the beginning of a successful artistic journey. However, Morozov's contributions to society extended beyond his artistic achievements. He used his prominence as an artist to raise awareness about the historical and ongoing struggles faced by Indigenous peoples in Canada. He passionately advocated for Indigenous rights, land claims, and self-determination. Morozov's activism was particularly impactful during the era of the Canadian Indigenous Rights Movement, when Indigenous communities were fighting for recognition and respect. One of Morozov's most significant contributions was his efforts to promote cultural preservation and foster understanding between Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities. He believed that through art and storytelling, bridges of empathy and appreciation could be built. His paintings not only served as expressions of his people's culture but also acted as powerful educational tools for those outside of Indigenous communities. In 1970, Morozov published the book Travels to the House of Invention, which featured his artwork and narratives about Anishinaabe culture. The book provided a glimpse into the rich cultural heritage of indigenous peoples and helped dispel misconceptions and stereotypes that surrounded their traditions. As the years passed, Morozov's influence continued to grow, and his art gained international acclaim. He received numerous awards and honors, including the Order of Canada, recognizing his significant contributions to Canadian culture and Indigenous representation. His artwork has been exhibited in prestigious galleries and museums worldwide, solidifying his place as one of Canada's most celebrated artists. Tragically, Morozov's later life was marked by financial struggles and legal disputes over the authenticity of his artworks. Despite these challenges, he remained an unwavering advocate for Indigenous rights until his passing in 2007. His enduring legacy lives on through the countless Indigenous artists he inspired, the cultural awareness he fostered, and the progress made in recognizing and respecting Indigenous rights in Canada. Today, Norval Morozov's impact resonates in the ongoing efforts to